Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do you give pocket money? And if you do, how much do you give? Dr. Richard Hogan, who's a family psychotherapist, was talking about this on Breakfast earlier, but he made the point that parents need to be careful that children still understand the value of the money they're getting.
You know yourself, if you get money for nothing, as the old song goes, you know, you don't really appreciate what you buy with it and what you spend with it and what you get. It's when I think of myself working as a young fella in Down and Douglas Books as a teenager, when I get that first pay packet, you know, I remember buying the White Album, you know, the Beatles White Album myself. I saved up for it to get it myself. I still have it.
Yeah.
You know, it means something to you, and you kind of like, you know, you're putting value on stuff. And I suppose it's very easy to look at this generation and think, oh, they don't value things like we did. That's always a bit of way that we looked at the generation coming. But when we give them too much, which might be a backlash to how we were reared, and there mightn't have been so much money around the 70s or 80s, if we give them too much, that's that old Patrick Kavanagh line, through a chink too wide, there comes no wonder. Yeah. There's no wonder in things, you know. We have to be careful that we're not taking that wonder from them.
Ant is with us on the line in Wicklow. Do you agree with giving pocket money, Ant?
I don't, actually. We get our kids to do some chores around the house. So, for instance, mowing the lawns and things like that, washing the car and hoovering out the car and whatnot. I think, just to highlight the importance of teaching the value of money, I can highlight a case where when our son was very young and we just got a tablet and we didn't realize how easy it was to upload apps. He managed to crank up €200 worth of apps in a week.
Did he?
It was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was our fault because we didn't put in the right restrictions and whatever. But it kind of highlighted the idea that if you don't understand the value of money, then it's sort of meaningless. And so fast forward a couple of years, a couple of chores later, his own money saved up. And he asked me for, you know, access to some tokens on some game for some fandangled diamond blade or something for a computer game.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, sure, I'll buy it for you, no problem. But you have to use your money, your own pocket money. And pretty rapidly, he wasn't interested in fandangled diamond, whatever it was.
So operate on, it's no, you don't get money for nothing. You get money for, you know, doing a job, if you want to call it that, chores, something around the house.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And how does that work? I mean, what sort of, do you mind me asking what kind of monetary value you put on jobs?
Yeah, so we've got €5 for mowing the front garden and €5 for mowing the back garden and €5 for washing the outside of the car and €5 for cleaning the inside. And yeah, it seems to be working.
Yeah.
My daughter also teaches my youngest child some piano lessons, and yeah, you can make up interesting reasons for giving children money. I think it's a bit of a tricky one, though, because if they're asking money for doing the dishwasher, then, you know, there've got to be limits as well. So, we have an interesting set of rules.
Yeah. What about you, Abhijit? Do you agree with pocket money, or how do you operate in your house?
Yes, I do agree with the concept of pocket money. I think for children to really understand the value of money, they need to know what it takes, the time and effort to earn it. And they also need to be able to make their own decisions on how they want to spend it. And with that in mind, I set up a pocket money system for my children. It doesn't include chores yet. I think I would love to get there. But it's a very simple system where they get a pocket money depending on the number of steps they do in a week. And then that money goes into their Revolut Junior account, and then they see the money accumulating there. And when they want to buy something which is beyond what we provide as parents, then they decide on their own whether they want to buy a Lego that costs €150 or whether they want to save the money and buy something else with it.
Yeah. So they'd get an understanding then, Abhijit, of the value of money.
Exactly. I think, you know, like I said, the understanding of the value of money comes from knowing what they need to do to earn it. And, you know, they need to spend that much effort in walking or running or going out and playing sports to accumulate that money. And then when they want to spend the money, they can decide themselves, is it worth spending on this particular item or should I save for something else? Or in the case of my daughter, who's slightly older now, should I invest this money and then, you know, make it accumulate for something in the future?
Yeah. A lot of parents very jealous, Aunt, that you've managed to get your kids out, you know, cutting the grass and cleaning the car.
Yeah, no, it's actually very interesting. My son doesn't even waste money on sweets and chips and whatever. He just wants to invest. And as your other caller mentioned, he even invests in some stocks at age 12.
Really?
So he's totally changed his attitude to money. Yeah, it's quite amazing.
Listener here says, we have two kids. They're 11 and 9. They get €5 cash a month for pocket money. It's linked to chores such as helping with the laundry and dishwasher. We make no apology for it being cash, as we feel if they don't understand the importance and value of money, saving and budgeting will be a real struggle. We purposely set them up with a cash saving account in the post office. When they want to spend their money, we ask them to consider, is there value in what they want to buy? Aoife Lee is from parentsupport.ie. Do you see the pros and cons of pocket money, Aoife?
I mean, it's just hearing what the other listeners are talking about. It's they've made such common and valuable points. When we mention or we talk about the value of money, and for a kid, it'll depend significantly on their age and their experience, and also guidance from the adults as well. And for the most part, you know, we want our kids to experience a sense of achievement, and that is, you know, saving and then being able to put it towards whatever they're looking for. But like certainly in our house, we have a 7-year-old that wouldn't get pocket money because he really doesn't understand. He knows it's an exchange for something. But for our 13 and our 15 going on 16-year-old, it will vary as well. But the deal is that there will be jobs that need to be done, and there's a kind of a contribution to the household. It is important, though, that our kids know that they're not always going to get something either for doing a job or doing something that needs to be done. But I think there's a lot of pressure, you know, that kind of social influence as well, peer pressure, particularly as our kids get older. And consumerism, you know, can really affect our kids' view and the value of pocket money. And often they feel they need to spend it on things that they see other people having, rather than understanding how to manage it. So it takes a big part of the parents and the adults at home to navigate that as well.
What age did you start, Abhijit, introducing your children to pocket money?
My son was 6 when I started, and my daughter at that time, actually my daughter started a little earlier. She was about 9 when she started with the concept of pocket money.
And what about you, Aunt?
Probably a bit later, probably sort of closer to 9, 10.
Okay.
They needed to be old enough to be able to physically do stuff.
So you think, Aoife, it's kind of age dependent, is it, to a certain extent?
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, our 7-year-old gets duped by the 12-year-old because he gets them to. He likes to collect the shiny little coins, so he will happily trade a euro for a 10-cent coin because it's shinier.
do most parents, Aoife, through your work, do most parents give pocket money? Like, I don't ever remember getting it as a kid.
It is one of those things that you hear people talk about, kind of, it wouldn't necessarily come up in my sessions. That being said, it kind of goes back to feeling under pressure financially. The older our kids get, the more brands are that desire for brand clothing, etc., and cosmetics, and it's an element of pressure. So a lot of what parents kind of talk about is, if something is expensive, there is saving aspect of it, and then maybe a contribution from the adults, again depending on what it is. But it isn't for everybody, and whether it be, I think when we talk about even delayed gratification, so if they save and it's not this immediate, because everything is so constant, everything is so immediate now, that it is important that our kids experience that kind of saving aspect. So I think that's often what the parents and the adults are trying to kind of focus on, rather than just having that weekly or monthly allowance. But it is important that they have that independence as well. Again, I'd say as we go through more so that middle age in primary, preteen and the teenage years.
Listener says, pocket money is a new thing. I never got it. I'm now in my late 30s. I don't give my own children pocket money either. If they need something, they ask. This texter says it's healthy the children earn their pocket money by doing chores around the house because too many kids expect money for nothing. Another listener, I'm finding the children don't understand money at all because it's all Revolut or just tapping. I gave my niece a 10-euro note. She was absolutely baffled by it. And this listener says, I used to get 20 pence for polishing my dad's shoes at night. That was when 20 pence would buy you a bar of chocolate and 10 penny sweets at school the following day. Keep them coming into us. Do you give pocket money? And if so, how much do you give? 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. That's Aoife Lee from parentsupport.ie. Abby Jeet and Ant, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.